This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is continuing coverage.
The Black Swan murder trial of Ashley Benefield from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Now back to the courtroom.
Okay, you can answer the question. What was it that she said about the issue of running out of time and wanting to move to Maryland?
She was openly sharing with me her utter frustration with the sheriff's office, with CPT, with the court system, indirectly with myself, although she had also complimented me by thanking me for doing a quote-unquote thorough job. But who was going to look out for Emerson? Who was going to help Emerson? And she needed to do something. She needed this to be over with so she could get on with her life. She used the phrase, my life is in a shambles.
Okay. And did she make it any statements to you about why she needed this to be over so quickly, or why was it, you know, was it she feel it was taking too long? I guess should be my question.
She certainly felt it took too long and she just wanted to get on with her life.
Okay. Did she admit to you that she was, in fact, going to marriage counseling with Doug?
She had been in agreement with them starting with a second marriage counselor, Dr. Quintel, after their attempts at marriage counseling with Sharon Foster had not worked out.
Okay. So she indicated that their intent to go to Dr. Quintel, but during the same time, was she still saying they would not reconcile, or she was saying they did want to reconcile?
I don't think she ever used the word reconcile when with Doug. She clearly made it very clear to me that she had no intention of reconciling.
Okay. And during this time, I would say the year at least before your meeting, did Ashley talk to you about doing things with Doug? And for instance, I'm talking about lunch and activities. Did she talk to you about that?
Throughout the time that I worked with them, it was very clear. They were very open sharing with me the things that they would do together, such as, for example, the hit movie that particular summer was the sci-fi thriller Tenet, T-E-N-E-T, and they had agreed to go see that so the grandma could watch Emerson. They have a quote-unquote date. They enjoyed the movie so much, but also found it kind of confusing and hard to follow that they agreed to see it a second time together and had a follow-up date for that movie. But in addition to that, they had done other things. She would go to Doug's apartment complex where they could use the community pool and take Emerson into the pool. They shared with me that they had gone to the beach. She described in detail watching Doug, I think it was Father's Day specifically in my notes there, which she described how nice it was to see Doug playing with Emerson, playing in the sand with Emerson. And So then they, from there, they would go out to lunch or go out to dinner, sometimes with Emerson and the grandmother, sometimes without. So they were, throughout the time I was working with them, they were seeing each other.
Okay. Did Ashley ever talk to you about the birth certificate for Emerson?
Naturally, in this kind of evaluation, since it concerns a child, they talk about the child and the marriage and the relationship and see each parent with the child. So yeah, that came up. She was she gave birth at Tampa General Hospital and signed the birth certificate. Emerson Grace Caney.
And do you know whose name Caney is?
She wanted to keep her grandfather's family name, you know, and so therefore she used that name.
Okay, so the child wasn't named Benefield?
Was not.
And did she ever put, or did she indicate to you whether she ever put Doug on the birth certificate as the father?
She did not. That became a point of contention with the two of them, the things that they were discussing, changing the name from Emerson Grace Caney to Emerson Caney Benefield. That was an issue that they were discussing.
And did she ever admit to you that she didn't tell Doug that she was even giving her?
She shared that she did not inform him.
Okay. And you mentioned a little while ago that she was frustrated with some of the agencies. I think you said law enforcement, the courts, that kind of a thing. Did she express why she was upset with them?
She felt that Doug was unfit to parent Emerson, that he was only using the child to get her back, to win her back, so to speak.
Okay. And these agencies, they played into that or they didn't play into that?
What was described and came out of our discussions and the interview sessions was that she felt that no one was willing to step forward to protect Emerson, that they all got it wrong, for example. So
okay.
When CPT evaluated the situation where she had bruising on the neck, she described to me that it was several days later, so the bruising didn't show up, and that went down as unsubstantiated, so it was never followed up on.
Okay. So she basically felt like they were getting it wrong. These agencies were getting it wrong.
No one was protecting Emerson. She did not agree with that.
During one of your last meetings with Ashley, did you have a conversation with her in your waiting room?
A day or two after the report was submitted on the 14th, Ashley showed up in my waiting room, unexpected, unannounced, and she wanted a copy of the report, and I had explained to her procedurally that the work product that I produce is then the property, in this case, of Manatee Children's Services, and it had submitted to them, but I let her know that, you know, she'd be able to get a copy through her attorney, but they did have to get a court order to release it, and that's usually what happens. It's kind of a formality, but it's no longer something for me to share or divulge.
Okay. And did she have a reaction to that?
Her reaction was that she felt, again, very frustrated, thwarted in her efforts. She wanted to get on with her life, and she felt, you know, she needed to know what was going to be recommended so she could move on.
Okay. And during that conversation with her, did she say anything that that struck you as interesting during that conversation with her?
Well, she had explained previously and then repeated it then that once she was able to relocate to Maryland, she wanted to establish residence, as she had, in essence, researched it, knowing that if she had established residence for at least 6 months, she could then appeal to the authorities in Maryland to get relief and have Emerson, you know, basically have full custody of Emerson and not that. So she had used the phrase during that conversation that she would take matters into her own hands.
Okay. And did she express to you at that time about being frustrated about the timing, things weren't going fast enough?
By that time, she was, again, ready to move on, and she was frustrated with the entire system.
Okay. And did she make any more statements to you at that time?
Not that I recall. Again, I tried to encourage her to be patient, that her attorney would definitely be able to get a copy of the report, and they could, you know, work things out once they read the report, and they should be able to settle things.
Okay. And did she ever say what she would do if it wasn't fast enough?
No, I don't think she specified anything more than her desire to, again, get on with her life.
Okay. When was the last time that you saw Ashley? Was it that day that you're talking about?
When she came to the office unexpectedly, yes, that was the last time. Prior to that, the last time I actually saw them was, I saw Doug on September 7th, and then I believe I saw them together on the 10th of September.
Okay. And the last time that you saw them together, how did they seem? Did they seem the same as they had the times that you had seen them before?
Well, Doug, too, was becoming frustrated because he was viewing this as a fresh start, as I said.
Okay, I'll move on. Did you complete the report for Ashley Benefield?
Yes.
And how long was that report?
27 pages.
And did you do the same type of a report for Doug?
Yes.
And was it about the same length?
I think 24 pages.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 25 pages.
Okay. And I think you already explained this, but you turned your report over to CPT when?
September 14th.
September 14th, okay. And then what happens to it after that is not in your hands?
It is. Sometimes I find out, sometimes I get feedback, sometimes I don't. It's the work product goes to, in this case, Manatee Children's Services.
Did any of your evaluation or contacts give you any concern for the safety of Ashley or her child going forward?
Their original marriage therapist, Sharon Forrest, had concerns. She certainly expressed concerns, yes.
Did you have any concerns? Let me ask you this. Did Ashley Benefield ever say to you that Doug physically harmed her?
No.
Did she present you to you as being fearful for her own safety at the time she was having sessions with you?
Her concern was all about the safety of Emerson, not about herself.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions?
Ross?
Give me just a moment, Your Honor. Dr. Broder, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
We've met before.
Yes, sir.
Your history in this case has wound its way through to where we are today, and it's encompassed prior proceedings, has it not?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And you've had occasion to sit for a deposition in this case?
Yes, correct.
And you've also given previous testimony?
Twice before in the dependency case.
Don't tell me where.
Okay.
So you've told us that Ashley would act one way when she was with you, but she would act differently when she was with Doug, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And your conclusion that you reached was that she would appease Doug. Was that not the case?
Ashley had shared with me a number of times that she felt the best way to keep Doug at bay so he wouldn't hurt Emerson was to kind of appease him, to kind of go along with him.
Yes, in your words, I believe in your report, go along, get along.
I believe that's correct.
Correct?
Yes.
And that would be especially the case when Emerson was involved.
Yes.
All right. So, for example, if she didn't particularly want to be So I think you told us, Dr. Broder, that this policy of appeasement was designed by Ms. Benefield to basically placate Doug Benefield.
I think I would use the word strategy. That was her idea of trying to...
Yes, to placate him. In other words, to not set him off.
She knew that she wanted to reconcile, so she wanted to kind of, I think, feed into that so he wouldn't... given her belief that he might hurt Emerson.
Okay. And you, did you decide whether or not the signs were there, but that Doug Benefield refused to recognize them? That she wanted no part of a marriage to him?
Let me make sure I understand the question. Are you saying, did I discuss with him about the signs?
No. Did you acknowledge during the course of these evaluations that the signs were there that Ms. Benefield did not want to be in this relationship with Doug Benefield, but he misinterpreted them and insisted on trying to be with her?
Unlike therapy and evaluation, you're constantly generating hypotheses, meaning asking other questions to make an assessment of the overall situation, different than a therapeutic relationship where you might be making interpretive statements and recommendations.
Let me ask you this. Did you consider that Ashley's position was that Doug was only interested in her and not in the child?
I certainly considered that, yes.
And that was Ms. Benefield's position, was it not?
That his sole aim was to win her back, yes.
The abuse complaints, without giving me names, they were initiated by more than the same person, correct?
Correct.
In fact, there was...
Objection.
Finish your question.
In fact, there was at least three different sources.
I'll overrule. Go ahead.
I believe there were three, correct.
And two of those sources were professionals.
Objection. Sustained.
She she expressed to you, did she not, real frustration with the system and its responsiveness to her situation?
Yes, she did. She was very forthright.
And she told you that with respect to taking matters into her own hands, it was going to be by virtue of her going to Maryland and petitioning the authorities there.
My concern was that she was going to impulsively abscond with the child and go to Maryland and, yes, establish residence separate and apart from Doug.
Okay, that she would have access to the authorities there, that they might be more responsive.
That was her hope, her goal, yes.
All right. Are you familiar in your practice with domestic violence?
Yes.
Have you treated it before?
I've assessed it and treated it on occasion, yes.
Did Douglas Benefield, from what you learned as a result of your involvement in this case, exhibit...
Objection.
Go and finish your question.
Exhibit symptoms consistent with the domestic violence abuser?
Sustained.
Give me a minute, Your Honor. One other area of inquiry, if the court will allow me. Did you find anything aggressive about Ashley Benefield?
No.
Did you find that Ashley Benefield had any impulse or was prone to angry outbursts?
Well, that's two different things, impulsivity and angry outbursts. I did not find her to be having angry outbursts, no.
You in fact concluded she was a good mother?
Yes, I observed her many times.
That's all. We'd like to keep Dr. Broder under subpoena.
Redirect.
You're familiar with mandatory reporting laws, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what does that mean, mandatory reporter?
The mere suspicion of any kind of abuse towards a child or an elder, as well as domestic violence, needs to be reported.
So if someone goes to their child's pediatrician, or someone comes to you as a doctor and alleges abuse, what would you have to do?
I would have to report it.
Thank you. No further questions.
All right, doctor, at this point, we're done asking questions. However, as you've heard, you remain under subpoena. The rule of sequestration has been invoked in this case by the parties, so that means you cannot discuss your testimony or the questions asked of you with anyone else,
right,
including the attorneys.
Okay.
You can't talk with any other witnesses about what their testimony was or the questions asked of them, and to the extent there may be anything online about this case, you're not to review it or watch any of it.
Understood.
Parties remain available in case you need to be recalled.
Just point of clarification, remain here today or be ready for tomorrow?
No,
or
sir.
What?
No, sir. You're released for now. Just if one of the parties reaches back out to you during this trial period, you will need to report back.
Understood. Very good. Thank you.
All right, State, call your next witness.
State calls Dr. Jason Quintel.
Truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, sir.
Hi there.
My name is Judge White. I'm presiding over this case. As the deputy may have said, just make yourself comfortable in that chair.
Okay.
You'd end up wanting to be about 12 to 15 inches from the microphone. It adjusts up, down, left, right as you need.
Okay. And
if you just speak in a loud, clear voice right into that microphone, it'll pick up everything.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Sorry, I spilled water.
Please state your name.
Dr. Jason Quintel.
How do you spell your last name?
It's Quintal.
What is your profession?
I am a mental health counselor.
How long have you been a mental health counselor?
Since 1998.
And where is your office?
My office is in Lakewood Ranch, off of State Road 70.
And how long have you been there?
That location we moved into in 2018. Prior to that, we were on Lena Road from 2008 on, and then prior to that, 2006.
And at some point, did you become familiar with Doug and Ashley Benefield?
Yes.
Okay. And when was this?
That would have been in 2020.
And do you recall about when in 2020 that was?
They came in for their first visit as a couple's visit on 7/15/2020.
Okay. So we heard from Dr. Broder. He was talking about his goal was to do an evaluation. What was your goal with meeting with them? Was it an evaluation or something else?
No, I was referred by another therapist to do trauma resolution treatment for both Doug and Ashley.
Okay. And as part of that, did you meet with them together as well as separate, or how did that work?
I did. I met with them originally as a couple. We ended the treatment as a couple, and then there were individual sessions in between.
Okay. I won't hold you to this, but about how many times did you see them?
So I met with Doug twice individually, Ashley five times individually, both of them as a couple twice. There was a total of 4 hours for couples, 10.5 hours for Ashley, and 4.5 hours for Doug.
Okay. And at the first session, did it seem to you as though, let me back up, the first session, was it together?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And during that first session, did it seem as though they wanted to work things out?
During the first session, they talked about, yes, they wanted to work things out.
Okay. When they were together, did they indicate they wanted to get back together, like reunify?
The goal was for them to reunify in moving to Maryland.
Okay. When Ashley met with you by herself, did she still make that representation?
That they were moving to Maryland, yes.
Okay. And was there anything different about her representation?
Ashley was different when she was separate from Doug in terms of more descriptive of things that had happened between the two of them that troubled her. So some stuff that was scary.
And we won't get into specifics.
Sure.
So did she indicate she still wanted to reconcile with him when she was with you alone? Did she say she wanted to reconcile with him when she was alone with you?
So I don't recall whether she said she wanted to reconcile with him or not. I think that there were challenges in their marriage and she was questioning whether she wanted to be with him or not.
Okay. Did Ashley tell you that she and Doug were also seeing Dr. Broder?
They both mentioned that Dr. Broder was doing an evaluation, and I didn't know what it was regarding.
Okay. And did Ashley say to you at any time that she was frustrated with the system?
I think Ashley was discouraged. There had been many things brought up, accusations, CPS, judge, that didn't go her way. So I think there was definitely some discouragement with that.
Okay.
I'm
sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
Did she express any frustration at the time it was taking for Dr. Broder's report?
Yes, she thought that was taking a very long time.
Okay. And did she express to you that she was worried about what his report would say, or worried about when the report was released?
She was worried about what it would say. She said if it were to be disparaging of Doug, she was concerned that he would be upset and take some form of retribution with that.
Okay. Did she, the last time that you saw them was when?
The last visit was on 9/25/20.
Do you remember what day of the week that was? You might not, but.
Maybe Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
I can look if you need that.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
And about what time of day was it?
I believe that was a morning session, 10:30-ish.
Did they say Dr. Broder's report was done?
I don't recall them saying that the report was done. I know that they had been waiting on it, and it was supposed to determine specific things for how how they move forward.
Okay. And did they indicate when they were going to court next?
I do not know that. I don't recall anything mentioned about when court was.
Did they indicate to you when they expected they were going to have access to that report?
No, I don't. There was not a when the report was going to be released. It was going to happen at some point.
Okay.
My understanding is that they still had plans to move to Maryland.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay.
Ross.
Afternoon, Dr. Cantil.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. So tell us why, when you met with them, Ashley was different when she was alone and when she was together with Doug meeting.
So Ashley presented that she was concerned about Doug. There was prior acts of violence, shooting a gun. No.
Sustained.
Okay, without... Yeah. Oh, you have no idea. Without...
why don't you go ahead... Excuse me, Deputy. Would you please go ahead and take the jury out? Remember, please don't begin your deliberations. You can use your phones, but don't talk with anybody outside of the jury. And don't do any research on the people, places, things, or legal topics you've heard anything about. Dr. Quintel, I'm going to excuse you to the hallway.
Okay. Take my stuff with me?
Yes, sir. The rule of sequestration has been invoked.
I don't even know what that means.
That's what I'm going to explain.
Okay, sorry.
What that means, sir, you can all have a seat. What that means, sir, is that you're not to discuss your testimony or the questions that have been asked of you here in the courtroom. It also means that you can't discuss other witnesses' testimony, and that's with anybody, or the questions they were asked. That's with the attorneys, other parties, witnesses. It doesn't matter. You can't discuss anything that's gone on inside the courtroom when you've been in here. Also, that I understand this may be online, and you are not to watch anything online until you're released from your subpoena, or the jury has been released from its duties.
Okay.
All right, so if
sounds
you can step
great.
Out. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, is there anything you'd like to share before I begin speaking?
I think I'm about to catch a whooping. I'm not quite sure why, but go ahead.
I believe that you expressed you're a veteran of over 400 jury trials.
Yes, sir.
This is all rhetorical. You can feel free to answer or not answer. My assumption is that you're familiar with trial process and procedure, that you're familiar with, as you had mentioned earlier, the rules of professional conduct and decorum. I'm also sure that you realize that if this court makes rulings that you disagree with, whether it's a passing disagreement or a fundamental disagreement with a ruling, I would imagine you're aware of the fact that if ultimately your client is convicted, either you or another attorney or a public defender, if she's indigent, will have every right to appeal to the Second District Court of Appeal every decision I've made. From the minute I sat down in this division and started making decisions in this case, all the way through the end of the case. I also would imagine that I'm not the first judge that has made rulings that you disagree with. I would imagine I'm not the first judge that you have looked at up here and said, where in the world did he or she get that from? I would hope that you have not engaged in the conduct like you just did. It was inappropriate. It was unprofessional. We're going to take just a few minutes break. I have this position, and I understand criticism, and I expect that. I have often said that I think my job early on as a youth sports referee and umpire prepared me well for the criticism that comes with the job. However, those sorts of side comments are just, they're not appropriate, and I would caution you, sir, not to do that again. That's extrajudicial matters that have nothing to do with the case or the consideration of the jury. All right. So we'll take a 5-minute break and we'll be back. Quintel, get him back in here. As he's coming in, I want to remind both sides that the court has made a number of rulings over the last couple of months regarding the admissibility of certain evidence. Until those decisions and orders are revisited and changed, it is the responsibility of both sides not only to operate within those bounds, but also to advise their witnesses of the prior court orders and admonish them to stay within those bounds. All right, go ahead and bring in Dr. Quintel. All right, welcome back, doctor.
All right.
While you were outside, did anybody attempt to discuss the case with you or speak with you? Or did you speak with anyone at all about your testimony or the issues we talked about?
I did not speak with anyone. There was a reporter that came up to me, but I didn't engage with him or interact with him.
All right. Did that person ask you questions?
He said that he knew I could talk, but here's a card. I said, I don't want that.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to follow up questions about that? All right. Everybody says no. Let's bring in the jury. All right, you all can have a seat. Welcome back, everybody. Anybody begin deliberations, talk or communicate with anyone outside the jury about anything we've talked about or do any research?
No.
Right, everybody says no. All right, Mr. Taylor, you may resume your cross-examination.
Thank you. Dr. Diju, as a result of meeting with the two of them together and separately, did you reach any conclusions about the relationship?
Objection, relevance.
All right, you can approach.
Did you make any inquiry, Doctor, about why Doug Benefield would want to stay in this relationship?
Objection, you're saying.
Overruled.
You can answer.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Was there any observation by you in response to why Doug Benefield would want to remain in this relationship with Ashley Benefield?
I questioned why both would want to stay in the relationship, but specifically to answer the question with Doug, I did bring that up in a session, that it seems like Ashley is saying very disparaging comments, and I'm not sure why and what you see in that ongoingly moving forward. I did bring that up to him.
In fact, you were perplexed by it, were you not?
I was confused, sure. It did, yeah.
Would it be a fair conclusion to say that he's hell-bent on staying with her?
I would say that he really wanted the relationship to work from everything that he told me.
Okay. We're going to have to recall you, so I'm done.
Redirect. Yeah. All right, sir. So at this point, you are going to remain under subpoena.
Okay.
You're free to go now, but one or both parties, may actually call you back later. So all those instructions I gave you earlier still apply. Don't discuss your testimony with anyone, even the attorneys, any other witnesses. You can't watch anything that might be online or read any news.
No interest in any of that.
You're free to go now. Thank you, sir.
Have a good rest of your afternoon.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Approach about scheduling.
Okay. All right, members of the jury, the next witness may take quite a while. So instead of keeping you so late tonight, the attorneys and I have agreed it's probably better to just come back tomorrow morning and start fresh. So I'm going to let you go for now. If you would please, same tomorrow time. Are you guys okay with the time?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's again plan, what would we say today, 8:45, and get you up here and hopefully get started right about 9.
Yep.
So let's do the same thing tonight. Please remember, no discussion amongst yourselves. Talk about the weather, nothing else. Don't talk about the case with anyone outside of this jury. And don't do any research on people, places, things, or legal topics that you heard anything about.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Judge.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. You too. Take care. All right. Thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Just before we go, I'm sorry. When you unsealed, we got the copies of the, I got the original order that you did, and then the clerk provided me the transcript and the emails. I think you said something, when you said transcript, was that the transcript you referred to? Because the court order has it.
Correct. I sealed, if you look at my order, I sealed her raw data, her notes, and any transcripts.
Okay, so I was going to ask her to do it, but I wanted to clarify before I did something wrong.
I have not requested it. I don't even know if one has been done, but it has been unsealed if there's one.
Thank you, sir.
Does your order, Your Honor, allow the clerk to give them a copy?
Yes. Everything's been unsealed.
More continuing coverage is on the way.
The Black Swan murder trial of Ashley Benefield from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Press subscribe now.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.